Isaiah chapter 40. Comfort yourselves, my people, says your God. Speak comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry to her, that her warfare is completed, that her sin is pardoned, because she has received of the Lord's Jehovah's hand double for all her sins. The voice of him who cries in the wilderness. Prepare the way of the Lord Jehovah, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley will be exalted, and every mountain and hill will be made low, and the crooked will be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord Jehovah will be revealed, and all flesh will see it together, because the mouth of the Lord Jehovah has spoken it. The voice said, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all its goodness is as the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades. Because the Spirit of the Lord Jehovah blows upon it, surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. O Zion, that brings good news, get up into the high mountain, O Jerusalem, that brings good news, lift up your voice with strength, lift it up, do not be afraid. Say to the cities of Judah, look, your God. Indeed, the Lord God Jehovah will come with strong hand, and his arm will rule for him. Indeed, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs with his arm, and carry them in his bosom, and will gently lead those who are with young. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, and measured out heaven with the span, and weighed the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales, and the hills in a balance? Who has directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor has taught him? With whom did he take counsel, and who instructed him, and taught him in the path of judgment, and taught him knowledge, and showed to him the way of understanding? Indeed, the nations are as a drop in a bucket, and are counted as the small dust of the balance. Indeed, he takes up the islands as a very little thing. And Lebanon is not sufficient to burn, nor its beasts sufficient for a burnt offering. All nations before him are as nothing. And they are counted to him less than nothing, and vanity. To whom then will you compare God? Or to what likeness will you compare to him? The workman melts a graven image, and the goldsmith overlays it over with gold, and casts silver chains. He who is so impoverished that he has no offering chooses a tree that will not rot, he seeks for himself a cunning workman to prepare a graven image that will not be moved. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told to you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he who sits upon the circle, sphere, of the earth, and those who live in it are as grasshoppers. Who stretches out the heavens as a curtain, and spreads them out as a tent to live in. Who brings the princes to nothing, he makes the judges of the earth as vanity. Indeed, they will not be planted. Yes, they will not be sown. Yes, their stock will not take root in the earth. And he will also blow upon them, and they will wither, and the whirlwind will take them away as stubble. To whom then will you compare me, or will I be equal? Says the Holy One. Lift up your eyes on high, and see who has created these things, who brings out their host by number. He calls them all by names by the greatness of his might, because he is strong in power, not one fails. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel? My way is hidden from the Lord Jehovah, and my judgment is passed over from my God. Have you not known? Have you not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord Jehovah, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not faint, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He gives power to the faint. And to those who have no might he increases strength. Even the youths will faint and be weary, and the young men will completely fall. But those who wait upon the Lord Jehovah will renew their strength, they will mount up with wings as eagles. They will run, and not be weary. And they will walk, and not faint.